And then actually, well, once we got into the prison, that's when we were able to connect. And so even though I was in the cell with an activist, like once we were, like, especially like, say, we have recreation time, you know, I feel like that's when I really got to connect to the women who are in the Philly prison system. They immediately said, for example, we've gotten more food because you guys are here. Like, usually there's one egg, and today there's two. You know, like, they're trying to make it look better. Like, we want you, where's your pen and paper? We want you guys to tell about our story. Like, there were college programs, and they're getting cut, and we want those, we need those. It's just really interesting. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
And there were some white women who were incarcerated who were from Philly. So it was just interesting how that connection was also, you know, it was all interesting just being there. And I felt very related, you know, like, yeah, it was interesting.
Did you say related?
Yeah, like I felt really related who were there. Just like I could have known them from anywhere, just with the women who were already incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
They braided my hair. Like, it was like one of those kind of experiences, or just like they took me into. Those were the main things that they were telling me.
Yeah.
Just how, for example, in the recreation area when we were playing volleyball with each other, like how important that time was for them, like that time. And then the ball went out of the lines. Then they couldn't get it because it would be given more time. I was like, really? Like, you can't go right there and get it? Like, it's right there. It's right past the line. And so just that fear of being given more time and just not wanting to do anything, like, if you don't get a ball that they were permitted to play a game with, you know, it's just astounding to me in terms of the type of control that was present from, for example, the security. I'm the security corrections officer. And so I got the ball. So I just noticed my privilege in that moment, too. You know, besides the fact that I was going to be leaving, I knew I would be leaving. I didn't know when, but.
Wow, so they would be given more jail time if they
yeah.
got, if, that's insane. Mm-hmm.
That's what a couple women said, and so they would not go get the ball. So I did. You know, one of the people who were there temporarily, and so no one said anything to me when I went and did it, and so they saw that also.
Huh.
That was really hard.
It was hard knowing that you might have some privilege in that area.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely knowing that I did, and like how they were also living and also how they're experiencing that. So, like, all of you guys are going to be leaving. You will be leaving, and we will still be here. And they definitely wanted the message out that, like, why their programs getting cut, like, to go to college or to get their high school diplomas, needing more food, like, those kind of things were the general messages that people said. And they were really happy that we were there. You know, like, for the women who spoke to me, they were happy. Like, instead of it seeming like we were imposing, it's just, like, good. Somebody is looking, noticing.